to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know? And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plain. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by close by me. You were fine. You were fine.
As distance slow by. Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speech. Less of speeds, text of speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me. Eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari. Good times.
In this life. In this life. One too many years since two eyelids on a face.
Hello, happy Sunday. I'm Amalia. Aaron is not here today, sadly. These last couple of weeks, we just kind of keep missing each other, so it's a solo aftertaste show today. It would be more fun if I might have some friends come join me, but I hope you're all well. I hope you're doing the best you can in this sad, sad weather. I'm gonna kind of just get right into it today. I'm gonna be playing, I didn't really know what to play today. And so I thought, why don't I share songs from my top five no skip albums? So I recently just like in the last like 6 months have become an album listener more than a playlist listener. I don't know, I like hearing the whole arc of the album, and I think, I don't know, it just, it's a whole different vibe than a playlist. So that was, I just played White Ferrari by Frank Ocean, my number one no skip album. We're just gonna kind of go through is Blonde by Frank Ocean. It was released in 2017. It's been almost 3,000 days since he last released new music, because I count. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what else to say about Blonde, except that I just think it is one of the greatest albums of the last decade, and it's beautifully constructed and produced, and a brilliant mix of like upbeat and chill. I mean, like Self Control is the most popular Frank Ocean song, and also rightfully so. That song is the best. But I feel like I should branch out. I've already played that song on the show like multiple times. Coming in second to my top five no skip albums, is Channel Orange, another Frank Ocean. And I guess there's kind of no particular order. All these five albums all, I don't know, they're all like equally at the top of my list. So I'm gonna play another Frank Ocean song. There's a lot of explicit songs on Channel Orange and Blonde, so I have to obviously be picky about what I play. I'm gonna play Forrest Gump. It's been stuck in my head this whole week, and I don't know, you just can't go wrong with some low-key Frank Ocean. Okay, so this is Forrest Gump.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stairs. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, forest green, forest blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. Gump.
That was Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean. I don't know. I think Channel Orange was like a debut album that one of the best debut albums released. I mean, like, Frank Ocean is a genius, and everyone who knows me knows that I will say Frank Ocean is a genius over and over and over again until you believe me. Crack Rock is another song that I've been playing on repeat, but can't play that. Okay, number three on my... I might go over five. We'll see. Number three on my top five no-skip albums, from start to finish, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars by David Bowie. I think it came out in 1972. Opens with 5 years, which is freaking fantastic song to start an album with. I think 5 years, I think I've played that on here. 5 years is just one of my favorite David Bowie songs. Ending with Rock and Roll Suicide, just strong finale, short song. I don't know. I feel like I like don't have enough in me to talk a lot about these albums. I mostly just want to play these songs. So I think I'm going to play two from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. I'm going to play Moon Age Daydream, because why wouldn't I? My dad has played this song live with his band. And although I have never seen David Bowie play it live, listening to it live is just a fantastic experience. And yeah, I don't know. This is like my ultimate headbanger song. And then after Moon Age Daydream, I'm going to play Ziggy Stardust, title track of the album. I love David Bowie's storytelling. I encourage you to listen to the lyrics. I think this album has some really interesting stories in all of the songs. It's space-themed. A lot of David Bowie's space-themed. Yeah, I encourage you to listen to the lyrics. And this is Moon Age Daydream.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Space, no.
Hello? We had a caller, but I don't know where they went.
Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band.
Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the nass with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar.
Okay, that was Ziggy Stardust from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars by David Bowie. Freaking fantastic. Okay, to save time, I'm just going to get right into it. I could talk about the album forever. Okay, the next No Skip album is actually an EP, but we're not going to talk about it. It's by an artist called Del Watergap, and this was his first EP ever, and I truly don't think he's made music, like, this good since. Sorry, no offense. The EP is called Don't Get Dark. It came out in 2019. It's 6 songs. The first song is Don't Say Nothing, which I'm gonna play. Little folk alt indie. I'm also here with my two lovely friends, Sasha and Nicole, but they don't want to talk, which is okay. So I'm talking to them and you. I'm gonna play Don't Say Nothing, which is the first song on the album, and the album ends with a song called Don't Let Me, which is actually my least favorite song in the album, which is fine because it's last. So I'm going to play Don't Say Nothing and a song called Theory of Emotion, which is like a song that I like to blast when I drive with my windows down type vibe. So this is Del Watergap.
When you're tired, I'll take it slow till you fall into place, and I stop pulling at your clothes. The look upon your face leaves me wasted. You You lift up your hips for me to help me take it off. And would you fake it to be good to me? Cause I've been proven wrong, but you're shaking. Yeah, you're shaking and making noise. Don't say nothing, cause I love you and you don't know what to say. It helps me make you something that I wouldn't ever have to change. Turn 21 tomorrow, go cut up your fake. Yeah, you told me you like older men. Well, I'm 24 in May, and in the quarter century I've lived, I only bought a double bed to sleep with you. Sitting here in old New York, picture you in love with some honey boy. You met him back at home when you were younger, and you adore the way he moves, just like I adore you.
Okay, I said I would play another Del Water Gap song, but I'm not going to because that's enough Del Water Gap. I just have more than 5 No Skip albums, and I really want to play songs from, like, more than 5. So my next No Skip album is Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest. And I don't know if... I guess I'll just play, I'll play My Boy Twin Fantasy because it's the only reasonably timed song. All the songs in this album are like over 5 minutes, and I just want to save some time. This is a great album. Teens of Denial is also, I couldn't really pick between them. I've played a lot of Teens of Denial on here, so we're gonna go with this one.
Each other.
That was Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse. The song before that again was My Boy on Twin Fantasy. I don't know. All of Amy Winehouse is incredible, but that album is Back to Black? Ooh, yes, Back to Black. Another no skip album. I'm going over five. I'm gonna do top 10. I couldn't narrow it down. I also want to not play a ton of the same artists. Back to Black opens with Rehab, which is a song that will be stuck in your head for ages, and it ends with Addicted, which is a nice little arc. Again, incredible story throughout the whole album. I like listening to that album front to back, because it Back to Black feels like one of her most vulnerable albums. Frank is a close second, but that, I don't know, I started listening to Amy Winehouse when I was pretty young, because my older sister, she was really into Amy Winehouse and kind of put me on. And I've loved her ever since. I guess that was number six. We have my number seven no skip album is Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. Came out in 2020. I saw this album live. She played a lot of this album live. I really only have good things to say about Punisher. I think it's so much stronger than Stranger in the Alps, though Stranger in the Alps, her first album, was very good. It was more acoustic, I guess, and I like her, I like the production she's done with, like, synths. There's a lot of synths in this album, a lot of cool drums, vocal layers. I don't know, she got creative with it. But after I just said all that, I'm gonna play the acoustic folk song on the album. This is Graceland 2. I like it because it references Elvis Presley, and my friend Sloan sings this song very beautifully, so it makes me think of her. Thank you. to chew on our cheeks and stare at the moon. Said she knows she lived through it to get to this moment. Ate a sleeve of saltines on my floor and I knew
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Okay, that was Graceland 2 and a very important PSA. We're very lucky to be able to do what we get to do at WMFO. If you have the means to donate, please do. WMFO rules, and it is a lovely, lovely opportunity. Okay, I can't believe that I didn't play this as like my number one or two, because it really is like my number one or two No Skip album. Being Funny in a Foreign Language by the 1975, it was released this year. I could say every single one of their albums are a No Skip album, but I really, really mean it with Being Funny in a Foreign Language. It's diverse, it's passionate, it's really sincere. Like, it's just a very sincere album. Lots of strings, which is something that's new for the 1975, typically like a more indie rock band. And there's some of that still in this album, but I don't know, it really feels like they just kind of let loose with this one, and I'm loving it. And so I'm going to play my favorite song off of it, which is Oh Caroline. And if I have more time, we're playing more.
You've been gone for weeks. If I'm undecided, you decide for me. Baby, I'll do anything that you wanna. I'll try anything that you wanna. I'll try, 'cause you're on my mind. For me, I'm getting on my nerves, but
Okay, that was my microphone literally just like came off the stand. That was Oh Caroline, being funny in a foreign language. Go listen to it. It's fantastic. I'm going to play two more songs, I think, is good timing. My next No Skip album, I guess it's technically an EP, Adam Hart Mother, Pink Floyd. I don't know what year it came out. Let's see. Came out in 1970. Another gem from the 70s. This song is like the first song on this album. The title track of this album is 23 minutes. And I'm obviously not going to play that. But I highly recommend that if you're a Pink Floyd fan, and you have not dived into the world of Adam Hart Mother, you do so, because it is a wonderful, wonderful album. So I'm going to play the only reasonably length song. Reasonable? I don't know. Fat Old Son. Enjoy.
Summer evening birds are calling. silver sound from a tongue so strange. Sing to me, sing to me.
Okay, I kind of went through like two there, but that was Take Off Your Cool by Outkast featuring Norah Jones. Speakerbox, The Love Below, is just an iconic album and a brilliant mix of genres, and Outkast needs to go on tour again. I would pay. I would sell my soul. I would really sell my soul. I don't know. The Love Below, I think, takes the spot over Speakerbox. But Take Off Your Cool, I don't know. Outkast is so versatile. Prototype was a close second for what I was going to play. But I'm going to play one more song. I don't know. We have 3 minutes. I inquired with my audience here, who Sasha and Nicole and I saw the 1975 earlier this year, and Nicole was being supportive of Sasha and I's fan behavior, but I just can't get enough of the 1975, and my final no skip album of the day is A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships. I don't know what year that was released, like 2018? I don't know. But great commentary. Like, I don't know. I feel like all of the 1975 is like low-key political commentary. And like A Brief Inquiry onto Online Relationships is a very creative way to do that. I don't know what I'm saying. I hope you like this song. It's a political song. It's called I Like America and America Likes Me. And it's about being really scared to live in America. This is Amalia, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.